One of my more memorable jobs in high school was working at Pizza Hut in Williston. I began at the age of 16 as the dishwasher. And to be honest, I really loved it. As a dishwasher, you're just alone in back. Don't have to deal with anyone except dirty dishes. A sense of accomplishment, oil the pans. But then someone got fired and I got promoted to delivery. And this is when the memorable job became interesting. And it also became lucrative. Super Bowl Sunday, 1985. Do you remember that game? Marino, Montana. I don't. I was delivering pizzas. I made $70 cash in tips that night. I put a pencil to it. 2.6% annual inflation is $176.75 just to hustle pies. Plus, I was making $3.35 an hour. Who knew delivery was such a cash cow? This was old school delivery. We didn't have a cell phone. We didn't have GPS. We had a map of the city taped in the back. We put a pin where the best tippers were. We had to bring our own cash back, make our own change. And I'll admit, when I came back to that rack for the next pickup, if there was a better tipper below, I'd take that one. I'm a great tipper today. The best tippers are those who work for tips. Ask DoorDash. It was fulfilling delivering pizzas. And it was fun. You never knew who would open the door. But whomever opened the door, they were happy to see me. They were hungry. They needed to be fed. And once, it's not my fault, I just brought the case, but once the wrong pizza was in the case, and they were even fine with that. They were hungry and needed to be fed, and I felt like I've satisfied another customer. In today's gospel, our Lord Jesus had in front of him a multitude who were hungry and needed to be fed. Imagine how he felt with this miracle. Today, as you know, we didn't listen to Mark's gospel as we have been. We're starting now John's gospel, John chapter 6. Today, and for the next 4 weeks, we will be listening to John chapter 6, the Bread of Life discourse. So settle in. Remember, John's gospel does not have a Last Supper scene. It has the Bread of Life discourse, and it begins with this miracle. So I'll save you a lifeline. If you're ever asked the question, what is the one miracle of Jesus? There is only one that is found in all four gospels. In fact, this miracle is mentioned twice in Matthew and twice in Mark. What is the miracle that is told six times throughout the four gospels? It is the feeding of the multitude. Sometimes it's the feeding of the 5,000. Other times it's the feeding of the 4,000. But John begins with this story because before Jesus can feed their souls, he needs to feed their bodies. And he's showing them that just as you need to eat often for a healthy body, you need to feed your soul often or your soul will die. So today, he feeds their bodies, and in the next 4 weeks, he's going to speak about himself as the bread of life, which we will receive right there, which feeds our souls. So I'll leave you with this little story. I don't need to go on long today. I'm on my way to Medora this afternoon. So there were two men having coffee, and one of them just got a new priest, so they were talking about church matters. One of the men said, "You know what? I wonder what the use is. What difference does it make?" By the way, this is a great tactic of the devil, this attitude. What difference does it make? What's the use? The man said, "I wonder what difference it makes. I've been going to Mass every Sunday for 50 years, listening to homilies, receiving the Holy Eucharist." And he said, "For the life of me right now, I can't think of one particular detail of any homily on any day." The other man said, "Well, let me put it to you this way. I have been blessed to have a great wife. She has been so generous to me for 50 years. She has cooked supper for me for 50 years. And he said, "For the life of me right now, I can't think of any particular detail, really of any particular meal on any particular day. But I do know that that meal on that day kept me alive." And he said to the man, "Just as you're listening to the homilies on that day, you're going to the Eucharist on that day, kept your soul alive." My dear people, this is why we come here. And you know when you walk out of here, you feel that your soul has been fed. As often as we need to eat food to keep our bodies alive, so regularly we need to feed our souls with what St. Thomas Aquinas called our food for the journey, to keep our souls healthy and alive. Amen. Let's stand and profess what we believe.